passed across the dim grey of the embankment, and were suddenly extinguished one by one in the throat of the tunnel, which, with the last, seemed to swallow down train, smoke, and sound in one abrupt gulp. "This country was all fresh and beautiful once," he said, "and now it is Gehenna, down that way. Nothing but potbanks and chimneys, belching fire and dust into the face of heaven. But what does it matter? An end comes, an end to all this cruelty. Tomorrow." He spoke the last word in a whisper. "Tomorrow," she said, speaking in a whisper too, and still staring out of the window. "Dear," he said, putting his hand on hers. She turned with a start, and their eyes searched one another's. Hers softened to his gaze. "My dear one," she said, and then, "it seems so strange."